From KMXT in Kodiak, this is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Jay Barrett. Coming up this Turkey Day week, the FDA has given the okay to a fast-growing gene-spliced Atlantic salmon, something Alaska's fishermen and politicians have been fighting for decades. Also, we hear Anishinaabe fishermen lament farmed salmon in song, and they're training up the next generation of cannery bosses in Kodiak. All coming up on this Thanksgiving week edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you by commercial fishermen for Bristol Bay, permit holders and fishing groups standing together to protect and enhance the renewable fishing jobs and businesses of the Bristol Bay region.
Well, just as the Alaska Fisheries Report went to press last week, we got the announcement that the Alaska salmon fishery has long feared. The FDA approved the application for genetically engineered salmon, declaring the product as safe to eat as natural salmon. APRN's Liz Ruskin in Washington, D.C. has more.
It's primarily an Atlantic salmon, but it has genes from a Chinook and a bottom dweller to make it grow extra fast on less food. It's called Aqua Advantage, and it's the first genetically altered animal approved for human consumption in the United States. Alaska's industry and congressional delegation call it Frankenfish. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's livid the FDA calls it food.
Well, it's not going to be served at my dinner table, ever. And boy, oh boy, I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure that restaurants don't serve it, that stores don't have it sold in their store.
Murkowski, Senator Dan Sullivan, and Congressman Don Young say they will try to pass a bill requiring a label on Aqua Advantage, identifying it as genetically engineered. Farm state lawmakers, though, have fiercely opposed any such labeling requirement, fearing the next step would be mandatory labeling of genetically engineered crops. The FDA has issued guidance for optional labeling of the new fish. Murkowski scoffs.
You think that the Aqua Advantage people are going to put a label, volunteer to put a label on that says this is fake, this is genetically engineered, this is a Frankenfish? No, they're not going to do it.
The company, Massachusetts-based Aqua Bounty Technologies, declined an interview request. It plans to produce the altered eggs on Prince Edward Island, Canada, and raise them in Panama in covered land-based tanks. The FDA has so far restricted them to those locations. But in a written statement reacting to the news, the company made it clear it hopes the fish will be produced in the U.S., too. Aqua Bounty says America now imports most of its Atlantic salmon, and it expects its product will boost the viability of domestic fish farming. The company insists its fish will never see ocean and, in any case, are incapable of reproduction. Opponents in Alaska, though, say the fish could escape and damage wild stocks. The critics have an ally in national environmental groups.
We will continue both educating consumers as well as restaurants and grocery retailers.
That's Dana Pearls, food and technology campaigner for Friends of the Earth, a group that has worked for years to get consumers and businesses to reject Aqua Advantage.
Already there's more than 60 grocery store chains, including Safeway and Kroger, Trader Joe's, Target's, Whole Foods, that have already said that they will not sell the GMO salmon regardless of the FDA approval.
She says Friends of the Earth will call on the Obama administration to rescind the decision and also challenge the process the FDA used. In an email, Aqua Bounty said it's too early to discuss how its fish will appear on the market. Since farm salmon grabbed a substantial market share in the 1990s, Alaska has spent millions to pitch its salmon as wild and healthy. Alexa Tonkovich, executive director of the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, says ASME can draw on that experience to meet the challenge of engineered fish, too.
You know, ASME will just continue to promote wild, natural, and sustainable seafood and continue to try to differentiate ourselves in the marketplace.
One thing ASME won't do, she says, is bash the new fish. Tonkovich says their policy is not to speak ill of the competition. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
And now that the FDA has approved the genetically engineered salmon for human consumption, Costco appears to be joining Safeway and dozens of other retailers in a commitment not to sell it. The Seattle Times reports that Costco issued a statement last Friday saying it does not intend to sell the transgenic salmon, quote, at this time.
This is a major step forward from the weak statement which Costco previously made over the summer.
Dana Pearls works for Friends of the Earth, one of the groups that led a massive consumer campaign urging Costco to reject the Aqua Advantage salmon. Pearls, though, says she's not sure of the extent of Costco's new commitment and hopes to learn more about their statement. Costco did not respond to a request for an interview Monday from APRN. It may be a while before Aqua Advantage is for sale anywhere in the U.S. The CEO of the company told the New York Times it'll take about 2 years for the fast-growing salmon to reach market size. The only FDA-approved facility for growing them so far is in Panama, and it can only produce about 100 tons of salmon per year. The company hopes to eventually see its fish farmed in the U.S. Alaska's congressional delegation has fought to stop the so-called frankenfish for years, and Senator Lisa Murkowski says the fight is not over.
I'm not sure if we can get the FDA to reverse this. I'm going to keep working on it. But at a bare minimum, people around this country need to know what they're serving their families when it comes to seafood.
Murkowski says she'll try to block Senate confirmation of the nominee for commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration over the administration's decision on the Aqua Advantage salmon.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs, 1-800-992-4960 or online at alaskaboat.com.
Fishermen from Alaska to California gathered at the annual Pacific Marine Expo in downtown Seattle last week. One of the distractions for convention goers wandering the trade show floor were fishermen poets performing for the crowds. While the expo focuses on the business of fishing, the fisher poets focus on the experience of fishing. One of them was John Broderick, who set nets for sockeye in the Nishigak District when he's not living on the Oregon coast. KUCB's John Ryan sent back this recording of Broderick, which seems to foreshadow this week's news about the Aqua Advantage salmon decision.
Season's done, down below, looking for a chic bistro where you can take your friends down there. I know we'll go to ship, yeah. Here's a waitress to your table side, slender, lovely, clear blue-eyed. You're a long way now from Nishigak. Enjoy it, cause you won't be back. Her lips are glossed, her velvet black pants tight. You ask her what the special is tonight. Pacific salmon, well, you're not charmed. Ask, is it wild or is it farmed? She knows the very word you want to hear. She nearly whispers it in your ear. While her answer tries to mesmerize you, something tells you that she lies. So it's wild, so it's alas. Where's the chef? Why don't we ask him? Was it Gild or Sanderhook? Is it Koa or Chinook? Through the kitchen swinging door she slips, her four-star apron tied around her hips. Among the candles and the potted ferns, awkwardly you wait till she returns. When she comes back like the queen of urban modern mental hip cuisine, the chef's assurances she'll convey, it's wild Atlantic sockeye from Chile. Bolt, do you stay? Find Pierre, explique, order chicken, pick a fight. Let's eat somewhere else tonight.
Fisherman John Broderick, a Nishigak set netter, singing about farm salmon at Pacific Marine Expo last week in Seattle.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. on the web at alaskaseafood.org.
And by ConocoPhillips, Alaska's oil and gas company.
For the fifth year in a row, the Alaska Seafood Processor Leadership Institute convened in Kodiak earlier this month to guide seafood plant employees through the business and technical sides of the seafood processing industry. It's sponsored through the University of Alaska Fairbanks Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program. The sessions are meant to build leadership and management skills, expand participants' knowledge, and give mid-level managers the tools to succeed in their positions. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche dropped by the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center to check it out and talk with some of the participants.
Chef Joelle Chenet gives a demonstration of how to prepare fish to a group gathered in the center's kitchen.
That is one thing I discovered over the years doing those demonstrations, you know, either in supermarket or different places with people, why people don't cook fish. You know why? Fish smell. Well, if you do it quickly, you won't get that smell. If you steam it, same thing, you don't get that smell.
This is the last day of the training, and lunch comes after several lectures, including one on equipment different processors use and one from a longtime member of the fishing industry who shares his experiences in Kodiak. The 23 participants come from all over Alaska and have been tasked with bringing back new skills and ideas to their employers. Shantae Kachunin is based in Anchorage and works as a field office administrator at a community development quota program called the Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association.
I knew that there were going to be people that were just starting out in the industry, just like me, in processing facilities all around Alaska, and it's really good to network in the industry because, you know, as we move forward, the people that I'm meeting today are going to be, you know, 10 years down the line holding management positions in these companies.
Joshua Marisich is a quality assurance manager at Icicle Seafoods in Larsen Bay and says he comes for the change of pace.
When we're working during the salmon season, it's very hands-on, and you're learning on the job, but this was an opportunity to come and speak with industry experts and be able to learn in the classroom and projects like microbiology, and there's some wonderful academics here who are able to teach us things that we can't learn during the season in the plants.
He says the program provides a holistic understanding of the industry by choosing instructors with a wide variety of expertise. The training in Kodiak is just one step in the entire program. Next, participants will choose mentors and work on projects through the winter to then present in March at a leadership meeting in Anchorage. The program culminates in Boston at Seafood Expo North America. I'm Kayla DeRoche.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amsea.org or 907-747-3287.
And that's all for the Alaska Fisheries Report. We had lots of help this week from APRN's Liz Ruskin back in D.C., also, KUCB's John Ryan reporting from Seattle, and KMXT's Kayla DeRoche here in Kodiak. Also from here, wishing you happy giblets, I'm Jay Barrett.